at this point, it's easier to sort of get into I'm in front of the TV mode, right? I sort of sit down and go, okay, that's not the right mode, right? That there's two ears you have. You've got a physical ear and you have a spiritual ear. And when we listen to the Lord at times like this, we engage with our spiritual ear, which is, what is the Lord saying to me? Right? It's not sort of entertainment mode. Give me media, right? There's a change of attitude. So let's listen to the word of the Lord for us, engaging with a spiritual ear that says, what's the Lord saying to me in this? And what where is there grace maybe for change in my life and for something to happen in my life? And let's listen to the Lord. We're going to start with Bob, which he has a prophecy in tongues as well. And so I'm going to make two comments here. So allow Bob to speak it out. If you have a sense for an interpretation, then feel free to come forward. If you're one of the people who's already come to me and you think, actually, what I've already said, I think that's an interpretation, then feel free to come on both of those situations. All right, let's listen to the Lord.
Tore me bacarto, tarigiono me brechetasa. E me bridotto cobala la tardani tieno droco. Bimbre datar si tardo malolo coparati tienoa. E edro dombro cartor tieno, ribiri sanda tarte chi tieni so. Ben bra corto, per bra tu cassita tieno, dombro da copro tortar tieni die. Bimbre tua.
I just felt the Lord saying to us, take my love, don't just let it flow over you. Take it into your hearts. Let it penetrate every part of your body. And then allow it to freely flow from you, around you, to those around you, and the people that you love, and the people that you don't even know, but the Lord loves.
As I was speaking out the message in tongues, I felt like the Lord was saying, listen up, I have some things to say to you. I'm your father, you're dear to me. You don't always listen as well as I would like you to. Listen up, hear what I'm saying to you, for I care about you, and my word to you, my teaching to you, is something of great value for how to live your lives and how to be happy in me. Not just to avoid suffering, but how to be happy because I'm your Lord.
I think those are two very strong words to us. One from Reiner about allowing, I think it's easy just to allow the love of God just to bounce off us rather than actually penetrate into us. And I think the second comment is a real encouragement to us. And so if we could have, in this order, Ben, then Deborah, Arthur and Josh, and then Richard. So Ben, Deborah, Arthur, Josh, Richard. So where's Ben?
Okay, in a sense I got some Psalm 18, 28 to 30. And Psalm 18, 28 to 30. You, Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. He shields all who take refuge in him. The sense I got is very much that if we invite the Lord, he will keep our lamp burning. He will bring us out of darkness where we're scrabbling around into light where we can really will take refuge in him and rejoice in him. Amen.
This is with apologies to Dan, because when he stood at the beginning of the meeting and said, just take a moment and orient your heart to the Lord and your spirit to the Lord, I thought, are you serious? Have you seen the news recently? Have you, like, what kind of a week have you had? Like, how, it's not that simple. But it is that simple. Anyway, so Psalm 37. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he will act. He will make your vindication shine like the light, and the justice of your cause like the noonday. And this verse particularly. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret over those who prosper in their way, over those who carry out evil devices. But refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil. Amen.
This is from Isaiah 63, and maybe just a little bit of background. So it's obviously the Lord speaking to Israel and promising his redemption to Israel, or reminding them of what he's done for them. And then Israel rebelling and doing something completely different, turning away from the Lord, and the suffering they go through because they've turned away from the Lord. And yet the Lord speaks to them again, and I think the Lord speaks to us again as well. He said, surely they are my people, children who will be true to me. And so he became their savior. In all their distress, he too was distressed, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and his mercy, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and he carried them all the days of old. And yet they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. But then his people recalled the days of old, the days of Moses and his people. Where is he who brought them up through the sea with the shepherd of his flock? Where is he who set his Holy Spirit among them, who sent his glorious arm of power to be at Moses' right hand, who divided the waters before him to gain for himself everlasting renown? Who led them through the depths like a horse in open country? They did not stumble. Like cattle that go down to the plain, they were given rest by the Spirit of the Lord. This is how you guided your people to make for yourself a glorious name. So, Lord, look down from your heaven and see from your lofty throne, holy and glorious, where are your zeal and your might, your tenderness and compassion? And the Lord says to us, I am here. My might and my tenderness and compassion are here. You say, who is he and where is he? And I say to you, I am among you and I dwell with you. Just open your eyes to see.
I had an image of a ship, think of like your medieval ship, and it was battered by storms, like wind, lightning, everything going around it. But then the storm clears and suddenly it's sunny, bright sky, and everything's fine. And there were two things I got from this. Firstly, worship changes our environment. Secondly, if our circumstances don't change, and if we still feel we are on this ship, our outlook on our circumstances changes. So worship changes our environment, and if our circumstances don't change, our outlook on our circumstances changes. And I also had a sense of Isaiah 41:10, maybe as an accompaniment to that as well. And that is, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Amen.
I had a sense of the Lord for me and maybe for you. It talks about Psalms 1-7. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. So whatever we do, we have to invoke the Lord. Whatever circumstances we are in, we have always to seek the Lord and ask, is this your will? Is this where you want us to be? Is this what you want me to do? The same also in the New Testament, Jesus says, I am the vine and you are the branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So again, it's for me a call and maybe for you, in case we try to do things and things don't work. Instead, sometimes we try to think of things and try to work our own ways. Doesn't work. Maybe it's a call for us. Is this the Lord's way? Is this the Lord how wants us to act? And then finally, I remember also from Malachi 3:7. It says, whenever you return to me, I will return to you. Always remember that in case you are distressed, you are thinking things are not working. Always think, is this the Lord's way? If not, return to the Lord, he will return to you.
I guess just an affirmation of the words that have been said already. As Bob was speaking in tongues, I got this image of water in a flowing stream, and Isaiah 55 came to my mind. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen to me diligently and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. And then the verse goes on to say, seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. So I guess it's that both, and it's the sense I'm getting is God has infinite good, infinite love for us, and he's inviting us, he's drawing us near to come to him, come to the water and repent.
I had a very similar sense to Emzo from the beginning of the meeting. I just felt like the Lord was saying, get into the water. I think somebody prayed about, you know, rivers of living water coming out of us, what Jesus said. But I felt the Lord saying to us, get into the river. You know, some of you are sitting on the banks in some dried up areas, but get into the river. And that will be different for different ones of us. You know, it might mean listening to podcasts. It might mean finding some way to get into that river of life, to come to that water and to drink.
So let's take some time to respond. There's lots of words that I'm not going to summarize, because I think different ones might speak to each one of us, and if I summarize it all, it's just my interpretation at this point. So I'm going to let the words just be there, and for different ones of us, different ones may have struck us and said, yeah, that's for me. And if that's for you, lay hold of it, grab it, own it, and as we respond, as we sing our final song, pray at the same time, saying, Lord, may your grace be there for that word to take root in me and bring fruit in my life. So let's stand and we'll have the final song.
The Lord is gracious.